This is Beat Down 24-7. Your Concordia All Sports Leader.
Volleyball Sweat Midland.
Troopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. We got another great week for you in the world of Concordia sports. I'm Wyatt Kuby alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. Eric, we had a great weekend of sports, didn't we?
Oh, definitely. Throughout all of, not just for football, but volleyball, men's soccer, cross country, great weekend. Before we dive into all that, we're going to congratulate the Concordia NAI Scholar Athletes. We had 226 athletes that got recognized. Great job for them, and especially great job to Grace Berry, who was named NAI Academic All-American Team Member of the Year. So just great job. Shout out to everyone that did good in school.
Yeah.
We'd love to recognize everyone, but that's way too many names.
That would take up the entire podcast right there.
Yeah.
That's how many. You should be proud of that number right there. Up next, we have football. We beat Doan 24-7 in a great first half by Jonah Wyan. Had rushing for over 150 yards just in the first half alone.
150 yards and two touchdowns in the first half.
That man was going off back at his home city of Crete, Nebraska.
Not just him, but the O-line.
The O-line stepped up big this year.
We had holes that you could drive a car through.
Not even a car. You could drive a truck.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You could drive a semi through those holes.
But the O-line, they helped Jonah a lot, but they didn't give up a sack on Blake Colbert.
That's huge, because last year we had about, I would say we would give up about 3 sacks a game. So this year, having game one, having 0 sacks and the smart play by Blake Colbert, 0 interceptions, completing
15 for 33 passes, 0 interceptions and 1 touchdown.
Exactly. Threw for 145 yards as well. So, I mean, he's very smart with the ball, you know, and he's able to find open receivers and get it downfield, but also he does not force turnovers. That is a huge thing.
Last year, we had a struggle of trying to make plays happen at the quarterback position, and it oftentimes backfired on us. Seeing the stats from Blake Colbert against Doan and the 0 interceptions just shows how smart he is with the ball.
Exactly.
There were many times where he'd be on a scramble and he'd just throw the ball away, not trying to force anything, nothing too special, not trying to be a one-man team.
Right. And so for total, Jonah Wyan had 21 rushing attempts for 169 yards, 2 TDs, averaging 8 yards per carry. That tells you how great of a running back he is and how big the holes were for the O-line giving Jonah the ability to run.
You know, a lot of people would say Jonah was the player of the game. But that O-line helped him so much.
Oh, yeah. If you could have players of the game, give it to the 5-0 line up front.
Oh, yeah. Especially Pot Roast. Johnny Robinson.
He got a nickname across the football team. We call him Pot Roast. But Johnny Robinson,
The center,
definitely stepped up and made some big blocks when they needed to be. The defensive line was unstoppable throughout the entire game. You got Air Keeper, Gerald Morris.
Carson Dixon. A transfer.
Transferred in this year, making a name for himself, forcing a fumble and making a few plays as well. And Peyton Kidder stepping up big, started out as an outside linebacker, moved to defensive end, and he's made a huge impact on our defensive line. You know, he's just a baller. And to add that with another outside linebacker and Cajun Cox, this team was unstoppable. I mean, we literally graduated a ton of senior linebackers and still were playing like we did last year.
We got a lot of young guys stepping up.
Definitely, definitely. And obviously, Lane Napier is a baller.
Yeah.
He'll always continue to do that. But right now, we're more focused on
the new players. The new names that you
new
guys
names
should know.
And players that are stepping up.
In the secondary, A.J. Jenkins had a game.
He did. He had 4 tackles.
1 interception.
And 1 interception. And that man was named Concordia's Defensive Player of the Game. So congratulations to him and all of Concordia's athletes.
Next up for the Bulldogs, they'll be playing Hastings this weekend.
This Saturday at home. So come out, show out, wear your masks.
6 p.m. That's when the kickoff starts.
Yes, sir. Another night game. Can't wait for that. And another outstanding performance from cross country, the men taking first place in the Hastings Stampede, the Bronco Stampede.
They defeated Doan by 13 points.
Yes, they did. Outstanding performance.
Sophomore Camden Cessna continued a strong performance, running his personal best 26 minutes and 19 seconds.
And honestly, that's what it's all about. In cross country and track, it's not about where you place. It's about beating your previous time. So congrats to this great sophomore.
He was the fastest Bulldog for the second straight meet. Last time they ran, he was the fastest runner for the Bulldogs.
Congrats to Camden, and keep it up. Ethan Hensley also finished with 28 minutes and 41 seconds. Ethan Pankow with 28 minutes and 48 seconds. Nick Price with 29 minutes and 1 second. And finally, Nick Zader with 29 minutes and 16 seconds. Those guys were the top finishers for Concordia, and congrats to them for leading the men on a victory.
For the women's side, we finished second with a total of 63 points. I want to include this. Our two top runners missed the meet.
Whoa.
With injuries. Our two top runners missed the meet with injuries.
That's still unfortunate.
And we still took second. It's unfortunate for them, for our team to still step up and take second. As a women's team, to finish second with your two top runners shows how much talent we have on that team.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we got great runners all around, both men and women. Freshman Grace Ryman climbed to the top of the spot for the women's as she placed 13th with a time of 20 minutes and 18 seconds. Wow, that's impressive, especially for a freshman. For the second year in a row, we got another freshman stepping up. I think we're recruiting very well.
Oh, we definitely are. I mean, it just shows that our coaches know what they're doing.
Definitely, definitely.
The season will continue September 26th at Dean White Invitational, hosted by Doan. The race starts at 10 a.m. Volleyball swept Midland in the series of three, winning 25-19, 25-21, and 25-23.
That's how you get it done.
A very dominant performance by our volleyball team. Freshman Gabby Nordaker started her collegiate debut and had 12 kills and 6 blocks.
That is very impressive.
As a freshman, that's amazing.
Oh, it is. It's very impressive, especially stepping up after losing quite a bit in our volleyball with our seniors last year. Recruiting very well, and freshmen stepping up and making big plays.
Some other great players were Tara Callahan with 39 assists, Marissa Horeman, 24 digs, and Kara Stark with 12 kills.
Very, very impressive.
Women's will go on to play Doan September 16th at 7:30 p.m., and then they'll go on to play Hastings September 19th at 3 p.m. So Doan is an away game. Hastings is home.
Well, we better, at that home game, you better show up and show out. It'll be a good one. Men's soccer, the last two games they had, they lost the first one 3-1 to Bellevue, but bounced back against Mid-America Nazarene, beating them 2-1.
That was a great game.
Definitely a great game.
We outshot Mid-America Nazarene 17-8.
That's very impressive. And the two goals scored, first one was from Isaiah Shattuck. Second one was from Ryan Wokuch. Those two goals led the Bulldogs to a 2-1 victory. Wow. I mean, out shooting 17-8. I mean, that tells you how great the offense was pushing.
You know, it helps so much when you control the ball.
Oh, exactly.
Like, especially in soccer. I mean, you got such a long time period. But, you know, getting the shots on target and keeping their goalie on the back of his heels, just keeping him guessing, it helps you so much.
It really does. And the fact that we basically kept the ball on the Mid-America's side of the field, you know, from what it sounds like. I mean, I didn't watch the game, but from what I've heard, it was mainly we're just going to keep it on offense and make you fight for...
They're smart with the ball.
Yes, they're smart. They're going to make you fight, play a lot of defense.
Men's soccer's next opponent is Kansas Westland. That's September 16th at 7 p.m.
That's, at home, by the way.
It is. That series is tied 2-2, so that's a very tough opponent, and that's going to be a great game that you should go to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Women's soccer, unfortunately, had a heartbreak overtime loss to Bellevue University, 1-0 in overtime.
That's a tough one to lose. Hard fought, especially in overtime. That was their problem last year, too. They had many overtime games. And they couldn't finish it out. And just to see that again this year, you just got to hope that they figure out what they need to do.
Exactly. But also, we didn't really put that much pressure on the offensively, as we only had 6 shots on goal and Bellevue had 10 shots on goal. We were playing way more defense than we should have. And honestly, it didn't really look like the traditional Bulldogs that we're used to seeing.
Oh, yeah. You know, for the game being 1-0, our goalkeeper, Lindsay Carley, recorded 7 saves.
Oh, yeah. She's still an outstanding goalie. And so, still probably up there in the ranks of one of the best goalies that Concordia has ever had.
Oh, yeah. For the game to only be 1-0 in overtime.
Right.
And for there to be 10 shots on target with 7 saves, that just tells you that our goalkeeper is doing work.
Oh, she is. But I think the offense needs to put some weight off her back, you know?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Make it so it's like 10 to 10 on shots or 12 to 10 on shots. You know, we just need to push that offense a little bit more. Hopefully they can get it done in the next game.
They play this Saturday, September 19th, and they go to Mount Marty. The kickoff is set for 1 p.m.
All righty. Should be a great matchup there. Hopefully they can bounce back and get it done. And that's all the time we have. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining us. Make sure if you have any questions or comments, email us at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Check out our Instagram page, cunekoopski. Also, shout out to the sower. Thank you guys for allowing us to do this. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.